morning, Jess.
Good news. Something we don't hear a lot of.
No, not really.
I'm excited.
I'm a little excited too.
I'm tentatively excited.
I'm excited. I don't understand some of the good news that we have.
That's okay.
Yeah, so.
You just be happy about it.
Yeah, exactly. If it sounds good, it is good.
That's it.
Until some, you know.
Someone tells you otherwise.
Some pundit comes in and tells you everything that's wrong with it and how it's affecting small businesses or something. But let's just jump into it, hey.
Okay.
So the first story that I have, people have probably heard about this already, but that doesn't mean it's not a good thing that's happening.
Not at all.
So it's about Tesla.
Yes.
And Tesla's king and command in chief, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Tesla royalty. Yeah. He's decided to, well, he's coming, he's making good on his plans to turn 50,000 homes in South Australia into the world's largest virtual power plant.
Now, this seems so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand the mechanics behind it.
No, well, the term virtual, I mean, just makes me think it's like, I don't know.
Like a CGI version.
Yeah, like just a CGI plan.
Yeah, that's what like I think too.
But
we
probably sound so dumb to some people.
So dumb.
Some people are like probably dialing the phone right now. It's like, no, that's not what it is. So basically what he's doing is he's going to be installing, 50,000 homes in South Australia will receive solar panels and Tesla batteries.
Amazing.
In the landmark plan to turn houses into this giant interconnected power plant.
I think that this is a wonderful idea.
Yeah. So it's going to provide electricity for more than 30,000 homes. And the way they're going to sort of cover the costs is they're going to sell off the extra energy that's generated. So this is going
amazing.
To be more than enough to supply all these homes in the area.
Amazing.
It's also going to allow lower costs for the people who live in these
renewable
homes.
Renewable energy. All happy days.
All happy days.
It'd be really good if Elon delivered the solar panels personally as well and came like...
to each house.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Musk. I have your solar panels.
He's too busy sending sports cars into space.
I know, right? Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Which is just the greatest marketing thing I think I've ever seen.
I was hearing yesterday that exercise was essentially, they knew that this rocket wouldn't come back. It was never going to be a lander. It wasn't ever going to land anywhere.
Yeah.
And they needed to send something up with it to see if it exploded or how it worked or whatever.
Okay.
So he kind of was like, oh, let's send my car.
Yeah, why not?
Great marketing exercise.
It is. Like, it sounds, at first it sounded like quite indulgent and like incredibly excessive, but... I mean, they had to send it up there anyway.
Exactly. They had to send something to test this, like the biggest rocket that's ever been launched.
Yeah.
So may as well be a Tesla car.
It could have been 60,000 homes, 70,000 homes. It could have been a bit more.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'm not going to complain about Elon Musk.
No, I think he's pretty... Musko is pretty good in my books.
Yeah.
I think he's becoming very fast.
Musk.
He's becoming an honorary Australian. I like him. I think he should... be in the citizenship ceremonies next year or something. I think he's doing so much in South Australia. Good on him.
Yeah.
Go Musko.
No, go Musko. Oh, Musko. So the next story that I have has to do, this is good news for men and maybe for some women as well.
Okay.
We'll see. So there's been a breakthrough or a major step in the cure for baldness.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't want to, you know, turn any heads for any like balding insecure men out there, but
no.
Look, things are looking kind of pretty good at the moment. So this Japanese university, Yokohama National University, they've been using this new process that's been able to help them basically cultivate, they call them hair follicle germs. It's a terrible name.
Terrible.
They need
name.
New marketing, I think.
Get Musk at one man.
Exactly. Let's get Musk there. He can send those germs into space. We'll see how that goes. So basically, these are like the tiny organs that grow and sustain hair.
Okay.
So currently, there's other ways to do this, but they're only cultivating about 50 per procedure.
Okay.
And this new one is cultivating 5,000.
Wow.
So they're already, you
that's
can see.
That's a decent
I mean, 5,000 is a bigger number than 50.
Very good maths, Bruce.
So, yeah. So that's looking quite good. So they're basically saying, you know, it's going to take some time, but within 10 years, we could see this procedure being used on people.
Wow.
So yeah, I think this is going to be
that's interesting.
Good for the world.
Men become very self-conscious about their hair loss.
Yeah, and it just becomes one more thing that they have to overcompensate for.
Yeah, and you know, women too. Women become very self-conscious about their hair loss. There's people with, I wonder if it would work on people with like alopecia.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. They're saying it's, you know, predominantly going to be used for, you know, people who have gone through chemo or things like that, which I think is just a lie. Honestly, like, everyone's going to be on top of this. Anyone
who's
going to
make too much money.
This is going to make so much money. Like a genuine cure for baldness is like, you know,
crazy.
Going to be one of the biggest pharmaceutical things in our lifetime, I think.
Crazy
yeah,
things
sure.
ever.
But the weird thing, so the article is actually called ingredient in McDonald's French fries cure for baldness? Question mark. So that caught my attention, and it basically, you hear that and you're like, oh, so I just eat, you know,
French fries
from McDonald's and I'll grow my hair back.
And I'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. So the guy, the professor who's running this program, he's basically said, you know, we want to make sure that people aren't, you know, misunderstanding this. Like, yes, it's the same chemical, but it's
don't
like saying
eat French fries.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can you imagine someone going out buying just a bunch of Macca's chips and rubbing them over their bald head and be like, come on.
New way to market French fries, I
paste,
guess.
Paste, making, crushing it into a paste.
Oh my gosh.
Sleeping.
This looks a chip mask for your scalp.
Oh gosh, delicious.
Maybe I could use that actually to finally grow a beard. I can't grow a beard.
Just get on your face.
Yeah, I grow like, I'm like genetically like a musketeer. Like I have the mustache and the goatee and that's
you
all
do.
I can grow.
Is
like,
it really?
It's literally all I have.
I thought that was a choice.
No.
That you've made.
It's against my will.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish I could stop growing a mustache sometimes. As I'm sure many women do. It's just a thing. It's
just
a thing that
problem.
Happens and you wax it off and happy days. We've gotten too personal. Let's move on.
Yeah,
what else have we got for us?
So the next and final one is, well, anti-fur protesters in Norway are going to have to find a new hobby because the government has imposed a ban on all fur production, finally.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a 30-year fight in Norway to get this done, and finally it's happening.
That's insane. That's got to be a world first.
It's actually not.
Wow.
So it's been done in Germany and the Czech Republic, I believe.
Wow.
I could be wrong about the Czech Republic, but Germany had planned to close theirs by 2000, I think by this year actually, and Norway will be doing it by 2025.
That's
so
incredible.
This is over 340 businesses in Norway who, you know, make a living off fur farming. So it's basically just about giving them the time and the government sort of like
retrain.
Help. Yeah, basically retraining, trying to.
There's alternatives. It doesn't all have to be fur. Like there are good alternatives to
That's
using
right.
animal fur.
And they've got all these factories, so they need to find new uses for them and things. So
I learned a fun fact a little while ago that the only completely like give and take, good for you, good for me situation between using animal products for, you know, clothing and humans using them is the eiderdown feather.
Okay.
Because the ducks, the eider ducks, shed their feathers and then they make nests out of it.
Yeah.
And so someone goes around and picks up all these silly little feathers, but then leaves like a much better nest for them. Like it's not great insulation for the ducks. They need something a bit more. It flies away and all that sort of stuff. So they leave like proper insulation and it's like it's a happy day situation for both. Good for the goose, good for the gander.
I had a bad thought the other day.
Oh no.
About it was a thought that just had no use whatsoever.
Okay.
And I know it's wrong.
Right.
But it's just that question, like, I asked myself, it's like, this is about, like, caged eggs and, like, bad farming and stuff. It's like, would you rather end happiness or end misery? And I'm just like, that's a ridiculous thought, but it's like, you know, killing the chickens, like, the free range versus the chickens in the cage sort of thing. It's like, well, if you're ending them when they're happy, that's bad. But, you know, if they're, you know, miserable, then you're putting them out of their misery, right? And it's just...
This is a huge existential question.
It's just like...
Wow.
I mean, it's ridiculous because we're putting them in those cages and causing them all the pain anyway. So it's just like... But I don't know. Sometimes you get those thoughts and you don't know what to do with them, you know?
Wow.
Sometimes you just say them on the air.
Yeah, sometimes you do. And the person sitting across from you does not know how to respond. Wow. Okay. Some good news in the world this week, though.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Other than
that. Thought.
It's good news. Good things are happening.
Other than my moustache and your spiraling thought. That was good. I like that. So we've got solar batteries in South Australia. We've got men and women cure for baldness
in the next 10 years.
And we've got fur trade being
banned in Norway. So all good things.
I think these are good things.
Yeah.
This is a good week. And we've got the Winter Olympics, which I'm ridiculously excited about. I'm not excited about, though, the stupid costume we've put our Australia. Why is it every major sporting event, the Australians walk out looking like idiots? I hate the green and gold colourings that no one can ever get it right. We had this hideous silver situation with a green zipper going on. And I'm like, what? the New Zealanders have it right. They've got black and white. I'm happy with that. The Russians competing under the Olympic flag this year, nice white and crisp. The South Koreans, or the United Koreans, looked fantastic. Tonga, 10 points. Loved the grass skirt. But the Australians always look like dillies, in my opinion.
It's like the Hunger Games.
It is like the Hunger Games. Like
District, I don't know, whatever, 12 always has
District
the worst.
District Australia outfits. Is just the worst. Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of our costumes this year. Not a fan of anything I've seen of the Australians this year.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm just looking it up. Yeah, that is
it's pretty. If you've got time, ladies and gents, jump online, give it a Google, and then agree with me that we need better. I could give me the go next year. Little bit of green, little bit of gold is fine. We don't need to cover our athletes in green and gold.
Is it just me, or does green and gold not go well together?
No.
And has it never gone well
never.
Together?
Never. I don't know why we chose it in the first place. It's a terrible idea. Those beanies are hideous. The Canadians did very well this year. The United States had jackets designed by Ralph Lauren with battery heaters in them because of how cold it is.
Oh, that's really
so
cool.
They walked out looking toasty and delicious and wonderful. And then, anyway, I'm spiraling now. Bruce, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.